This is Duel, and you're listening to Radio Freak America.
Security-based call coming from Meme and Company. All of us have a real consensus that we were sitting with Saddam Hussein in the food court. Right, Saddam?
Yep. Yes.
Right? Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Four of us. All of us. We saw the guy, and he kept looking over at us. I think everybody thinks he looks like Saddam Hussein. We were freaking out because we didn't have a camera. So, for the record, maybe you can mention that sometime. Bye.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
That I need to know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Hi, this is Dual Parallel. I'm your biggest fan. I was wondering if you wanted to get on a conference call. You should look in the Freaks and Geeks forum at the Thank God forum site and find the number. You should get on and we should, like, talk and stuff because, like, you guys are awesome. Later.
Yeah, I need a sugar mama. I think that's it right there. I need like some old housewife. Oh, we're recording. I'm joined by Bland and Mute. Mute. I can't believe you're back.
I know. It's just like, oh, let me pull this thing out. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Stuck in it. It's been there for a few days.
Yeah, that's, dude. Well, hey, man. Do what you got to do. You know, if I had a sugar mama, you know, if she took care of me, maybe she could do that. Okay, let's start with some feedback on this episode of RFA. CXI sent some, quote, push-button art. I guess there's a site, n-generate.com, and you can create art. It actually looked very cool, you know, way beyond anything I could create. You know, I'm at the, what page is that in BinRev? You know, that's my level, you know, stick figure level.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was good art, by the way, Bland. Hilarious. And so you can go to NGenerate and use this tool, NGen, and he did. He sent me three pieces. It might go up, might not, I don't know, but very cool, so check that out. Next, Total Blackout sent an email, and he has continued to explore the Starbucks account that we busted out on the last show. Now, I'm pretty sure that you can use any legitimate card and PIN number with that account. So you've got the account from last show, the username and password, and use any card number, any PIN, and try out those methods we discussed. So keep doing that, Total Blackout, and let us know what happens. And let's see, from Jaga, who you've probably heard on Off the Hook, he sent, oh, here we go. He basically said, here's the quote he sent regarding Echolink. Yes, it can and has been hacked.
What is?
Echolink. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's from Jaga, so we'll just leave it at that. Good feedback. We've got a lot more feedback than that, you know. We got to get to the show. We've got so much good stuff to talk about. Mute is here. Bland is here. And you know who else is back, or what else is back, I should say. It is the Lack of Security Award. That's right. Hell yeah. It's been a long time. It's been a damn long time. Thank you to C4 for bringing back the Lack of Security Award. Let me read. Man, I wish I had the forethought to record this. I call up American Express's activation number, 800-459-6790, to activate my new card. How do you think I'm funding this trip? If anybody doesn't know, if anybody hasn't listened to Gamer, he's going on a trip. Not a two-week trip. Maybe, you know, I don't know how long this trip is going to be. It's going to be months. He is going to drive basically the circumference of the U.S. He's just like dropping everything, right? And just going on an adventure, a life adventure. And I'm jealous. That's very cool. So, and I sent him my cell. I sent you my cell, C4, and let me know. I'll hook you up if you're you pass by. And that's how he's funding his trip with this American Express. So he continues, and it tells me, please select a password for your account. Many users are using their mother's birthday. Please enter your mother's birthday, month and day. Not thinking to mess with it, I just punched in a birthday, not hers, mind you. And the recording goes on to say, you have selected month, day. Thank you. This will ensure the highest level of security for your card. Again, this is in big capital letters. This will ensure the highest level of security for your card. Have a nice day. So you must put in a birthday? It read it back to me. Would something like 5150 have screwed it up? Great, so there's only 365 possible passwords that are easily located as it is for my highest level of security. I feel so secure. What a bunch of crap. If that is, you know, I wish you would have tested that and or recorded it. That would have been nice. But if that's true, if you can only put in legitimate birthdays, 365, that's not a lot. Let's say you get three strikes and you're out. That's just, you know, that's probably what? That's just over 50 phone calls, for crying out loud. And you would be in. Dude, not good. Not good at all. That's crazy, dude. I can't wait to hear his shows on the road. That is going to be some good shit right there. I mean, you can't get that kind of radio anywhere else. Some guy, right? A hacker, a gamer. Just taking life by the horns, man. Taking the MILF by the bra strap and freaking riding it. Riding around the U.S.
Oh, gee, really nice.
You like that? I don't know what I'm on this like horny kick, this porno kick. Oh yeah, somebody. We also got another piece of feedback that said you should have porn music for episode 69. I think that's where this all stems, you know. So yes, that's a great idea, and I think we will be arranging the porn music for F69. As cliche as that is, so that is going to be some good radio. So check that out, hwhq.com. I'm hoping it's regular. I don't know yet, but we'll see. So that was the Lack of Security Award. I think I'll jump right into the freak news. Does that sound good, guys? And I'm prepared this time. Fresh batteries. Oh, yeah. 50 Cent right there. Enjoy it. The freak news. We got something else from Jaga. Something very cool, by the way. Jaga sent the Homeland Security Information Bulletin, subject, compromise private branch exchange and telephone voicemail systems. Is that nice? Dated June 3rd, 2003. Check this out. This bulletin is being disseminated for information purposes only. The Department of Homeland Security is working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to address multiple reports from private industry describing incidents involving compromises of private branch exchange, PBX, and telephone voicemail systems. These compromises allow unauthorized users to make long-distance domestic and international telephone calls through the compromised systems. FBI field offices in several cities have been working closely with fraud investigators from various telecommunication carriers who have... Is it who or whom? It says who here. I wonder if it's whom. Who have reported encountering intruders making numerous international calls. That's right. They have, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, have sent out this bulletin. I'm not done, by the way. Telling you what you already know. Telling... Oh, I just banged the phone. Telling everybody who this goes to. And who do they send this to? Or do you have to find it? I don't know. Everybody in the community knows about these vulnerabilities. You know? This is not... Actually, I think they do say this, too. A common scenario for these compromises follows this general pattern. An intruder circumvents a PBX system security and gains access to a voicemail system. The intruder may then configure the compromised system to dial out to a domestic or foreign phone number. Okay, I think they do, I've read through this, and I think they do say that, you know, this is not a new vulnerability, it's nothing new. Well, I'm glad they do acknowledge that, because if anything, we have brought that, the community has brought such, have brought such things to the attention of, well, corporate and government America. Check this out. Users of PBX systems should consider protecting themselves by performing the following basic actions. That's right, six actions. Here we go. Write these down. Get your pen and paper out, everybody. Here we go. Periodically change... Number one. Periodically change the phone system administrator and maintenance passwords.
Oh.
That's... Isn't that... Oh, genius.
Oh,
change it...
No 1A?
Yeah, that's right. Change it from...
Actual password censored.
To password...
No, one A, no, but you know what a 1A is?
A 1A switch?
In the garbage.
What are you talking about?
Don't put the password you write down on a sticky note.
Yes. Yeah, don't write it down. Don't throw it away. Very good. Thank you, Mute. Mute, you should be writing these, for crying out loud.
I just have it in me. I just know.
You do. You do. And use, and what I was saying, you know, changing your password, which is password, to...
Actual password censored.
Or to God, or whatever tacky, horrible password you use, is not good. You know, I was at the... shouts to the AZ-2600 crew, by the way. I was at the meeting, and I think it was Zapper.
Props to Zapper.
Zapper has mad lead skills. King Zapper. He is going to be king of the world. He uses, and I shit you not, because he told me, and I believe him, this crazy motherfucker uses like 23 character passwords. And I'm sure it has every, you know, every character, numeral, upper, lowercase, every wacky thing you can think of in them. Okay? What's that?
A couple days to brute force it.
Oh, at least. I mean, that is a secure password.
Hey, Duel?
Yeah?
It's about 5 minutes and 14 seconds before we cussed.
We made it that long? Okay, Gluco, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's too much fun. You know what? I just, you know, I'm going to let it out. I'm going to let it out. And guess what, man? I got something else. I have something else to admit. I'm back on the juice, man. Look, I know it. I was off it. Me asking you, are you on the juice? I said, no, I wasn't. I had like a bottle of water, right? You can buy like water in bottles now, you know?
You had water, Joe.
And now I'm not, dude. I'm back on, man. I did it today. Just a tiny bit, and I'm flying. So this will be a good show as we fucking swear up a storm. now we're all the way to number two. Number two, lock users out after a limited number of failed attempts at accessing password-protected accounts. That's very good, right? Three strikes and you're out. Very, very good. Number three, mandate. I love it how they use mandate. Mandate that all users create their own passwords and change them periodically. Now that is weak right there, right? Unless you're, you know, you got some library that's cracking the passwords, right? That's checking them to make sure they're good. Your users are going to be using crappy passwords.
For the same password every time.
Exactly. You know, if you're not checking that, it's kind of worthless. They should be stating that. So there's 3A. Four, ensure that passwords are... Oh, I guess, here we go. Ensure that passwords are as long as permitted by your system. Okay, that's pretty good. Five, properly secure or disable unnecessary features such as call forwarding or call transfer. Again, that's like shutting down services in Linux, right? Number six, the last one, assign someone as phone system voicemail administrator and keep him or her informed of personnel changes. Now, you know, as tight as the economy is right now and as, you know, shrunken as the job market is, that is going to be tough, right? So you're going to get this overworked Joe, you know, or Jane.
A big list. He's like the key maker in Matrix.
Yeah, no doubt.
Big list of all the numbers, all the people, all nice and neat. And then when someone gets fired, he's like, oh, shit, what are you trying to do to me?
That's right. They got to pull the, you know, they got to pull down their visor and the pen out behind their ear and scratch it up. No, that's not going to happen. They're already overworked, right? Maybe it's your IT guy. He's frantic, right? He's a chain smoking pager wearing mofo, right? And you're gonna stick him with all this stuff, right?
Color sidekick pegging.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the six things you should do. But there's more. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, also known as NIST, has published a PDF called PBX Vulnerability Assessment. Finding holes in your PBX before someone else does. Ooh, a little fear there for you. And I'll put that link up. I'm not going to read it. It's long. And I will put that link up and people can check out this PDF. I'm going to for sure. Not quite done with this bulletin. This bulletin is just too good. It is so juicy. Thank you, Jaga. Here, that was the first page. Oh, I just whacked the freaking microphone. Fucker. Okay, I think that's good. All right, here we go. Lastly, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, encourages individuals to report information regarding suspicious or criminal activity to law enforcement or a Homeland Security Watch Office. Didn't know there was such a thing. And you can go, there's a few websites, blah, blah, blah. Better yet, there's some phone numbers. The IAIP, which is Infrastructure Awareness Information Pussies. I forgot what it means. And that number is 888-58. Well, you know what? There might be some phone calls this show, so I will hang on to that number. There's another number for feds. So if you're a federal agency or a federal department, you've got a special toll-free number. So everybody, please, if you see anything at all suspicious, please report it to somebody, somewhere, somehow. Last, I will read the name and address and phone number of who sent this out. Lovely and beautiful Special Agent Gary Harder. His email, gharder@leo.gov. I don't get that. What is leo.gov? I don't know. FBI, what is it?
I'm going there now.
Are you really? Okay, go to leo.gov. Tell me what it is. Again, we don't need a whole IRC channel full of WOGs. We have Bland.
Leo.gov. L-E-O.
L-E-O, that's what it says.
Nothing, man.
Seriously? Huh, must be a special domain just for his email or something. Okay, anyways, he's at the FBI Washington Field Office. NVRA, God, have a freaking acronym. NVRA, ANSIR Coordinator. 7799 Leesburg Pike, Falls Church, Virginia, 22043. Phone, 703-762-3024. Fax, 703-762-3475. I wonder who got this. I wonder how it was distributed. Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? I'm glad we gave all this information out because we need this information. What was that?
Whoa.
That happened the last show. Oh, dude. They are recording it right now. I'm telling you.
It is the taps.
Dude, it had Bland, did it not happen last show like a bunch of times?
Yeah. See, what happens is the RIAA is tapping in, and they're getting their RFA, like, 3 days early.
And then they're leaking it.
Yeah, they're leaking that shit on their own stuff, right?
Oh, shit. We're getting undercut.
Yep.
Damn, I'm going to end up on the RIAA money. Bastards. Well, I'm glad Jaga sent this so we could get this information out to everybody in the community because you know there's something suspicious going on. But guess what? It's not in the community, is it? No, it's not. It's the core political. It's the freaking federal government that's doing this stuff. Like, how about right now? I'm going on a little rant here, and I don't care. How about all this crap? Have we found any weapons of mass destruction? No! Right? And I just heard something like a couple of prisoners. I don't know if they're Al-Qaeda operatives or senior people in the Iraqi governments. They've been interrogated by the CIA, I believe, or the FBI. I don't remember. I read this quickly. And basically, they stated that the Iraqi government has had no dealings with Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda has had no dealings with the Iraqi government. So far, what I've seen, all of Bush's, right, all of GW's reasons for this past war, for this invasion, have been nullified, non-existent. Okay, that's it. Sorry about that. You guys forgive me?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Next, the freak news. That was from Jaga. Now we have... Okay, this is pretty cool. June 7th. This comes from the Washington Post. I think the ruling came down June 6th. I don't know if it was June 6th or June 7th, but here we go. Cell users can keep their numbers. We've actually touched on this in the past, and this is basically local number portability for cellular users. And I'm going to go ahead and read this article. It's pretty short, but it's pretty good. Mobile phone users should be able to keep their phone numbers if they switch to other wireless carriers, a federal court ruled yesterday. Okay, so this ruling came down June 6th. Which was Friday. Ooh, Friday, the day of the meetings. Ponder that. Rejecting an appeal from big U.S. cell phone providers. The decision was a victory for consumer advocates who argued that denying customers the right to keep their phone numbers inhibits competition by locking in customers who might otherwise change carriers. The companies now have until November 24th to comply with the ruling. I hope they're ready now, boy. The Federal Communications Commission first ordered number portability in 1996 with an initial deadline of June 99. The deadline was extended three times by the FCC in response to requests from wireless firms. But their luck ran out. I love that. But their luck ran out with the latest appeal by Verizon Wireless and the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The court called the FCC's rule permissible and reasonable and said the industry lost the appeal at least partly because it was 6 years late in filing. Wireless companies said that complying with the rule would be expensive and that the competition in the industry is already intense enough. According to the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, wireless subscription prices have fallen 30% in the last 5 years. And 30% of the 146 million wireless users in the country switch carriers annually. Some estimates put the cost of complying with the FCC's rule at $1 billion and up. Ouch. And guess who's going to get that cost? Many carriers already have begun to implement the changes that will be required. But there's still a lot of work to do, said Bland, is that you?
That's not me, man. I promise.
Are you serious?
Very much.
That is the weirdest shit. Maybe it's my phone. Maybe it's like some weird Vox or something. I don't know. I continue, but there's still a lot of work to do, said Tom Bellotta at Acumen Solutions, a technology consulting firm in Vienna that has worked with carriers on the issue. But he said carriers may try to recoup the expense involved in complying with the rule by reducing the discounts on cell phones that many wireless subscribers now enjoy. Although yesterday's decision appears to have exhausted the wireless carrier industry's options in court, quote, I don't expect them to give up till November 24, said Ann Boyle, head of the Nebraska Public Service Commission, who has been active in efforts to let mobile phone customers transfer phone numbers. I am not willing to rest easy until that day arrives. Wow, boy, she's got a crusade going there in Nebraska, doesn't she? Now that the court has upheld the FCC's order, wireless carriers are saying they need clearer rules about how the process will work and have issued a deadline of their own. The Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association says it needs more information by Labor Day. There are literally dozens and dozens of variables that need to be worked out, said Travis Larson, a spokesman for the association. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that has to be fleshed out. I mean, let's just think about this. LNP is difficult enough on your landline, right? You got all the integration with SS7 and LNP on LDP, right? You know, you got your triggers on the switch. You got a lot of shit to worry about, and let alone integrating all your wireless carriers into your landlines to get the calls across. It's nutty, right? And it's going to cost a lot of money if they don't have the capabilities already. And who's going to see those costs? You, the users. Me, the user, right? We're going to see it. Personally, I like to change numbers. Changing my number, again, this is just one of Duel's, personal ranty kind of views, but I like to change my number. I'm happy to get a new number. I do it on purpose. Okay? It's no fun to have the same number forever, right? Have some adventure, man. I'm a moving target. It's fun. I think it's silly. I guess a lot of people are just, they hate change, They're just, yeah. Oh, man. Man, I got an attitude tonight. Actually, I think Mute mentioned that earlier before we started recording, because I said something like bitch or something like that. Yeah, I think I do. I've got an attitude tonight, because I almost said the sheep don't want to change their numbers, right? Come on now. Have a little bit of adventure in your life, okay? Maybe it'll get you to call up the people you love, you like, you want to talk to, and communicate with them a little more on a personal level, and to tell them that you're changing your number. Hey, Grandma, I've got a new number. How you been? Have you made any peanut butter and bacon sandwiches lately, right?
Whoa.
Straight up. Have some frickin' adventure in your life. Okay, so that is cellular local number portability. But that's not all for the freak news. You guys got any freak news?
I'm trying to think.
You don't have to now, though. The astronomy is complete. You don't have to think now.
Well, it could be considered it's an amalgamation.
Okay.
Speak and radio and computers all in one.
Now, I love that.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
I kind of alluded to this on the boards, on the Friday meeting boards. A new gentleman appeared at our meetings.
Uh-huh.
He was packing a 17-inch PowerBook.
Ooh.
A new guy. I don't even know. Also Zero. Very cool dude. Talked to him a really long time. He was there the whole meeting. Starting to make him really, the meetings are in Chicago are very long, very drawn out. I was there at about midnight.
Wow, cool.
We get from like 5 to midnight, so it's great. Anyways, his laptop is Bluetooth enabled. His cell phone is Bluetooth enabled. This allows him to go onto the internet through his cell phone. Like, not even trying to do so, just works.
Nice.
So what he did was he went on the internet and then enabled internet connection sharing over his Bluetooth.
His cell phone?
Over his cell phone.
Really?
Yeah, because Bluetooth, they're just all connected together.
Yeah.
They shared that and then turned his wireless on and shared the internet connection through that.
Sweet.
It allowed me to go see oldschoolfreak.com.
Yeah.
At a megabyte per $1 per megabyte.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Zero.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool to see that work.
I'll try to compress my images a little more.
Pretty cool though.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. That is fun. Now, Rax had something.
Radio to hardware to cellular, Bluetooth, everything.
That is cool. That is using every channel. That is a freak's ingenuity. Now, Rax had a cool device at the meeting. It was, oh man, what was it called? I think it was made by a company called Danger, and I want to say it was called a Sidekick.
Yeah, that's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was sweet, dude. It had this screen, and it flipped up.
Black and white.
It was color, and it was a phenomenal picture. Oh, it was great. He was showing me like this, oh man.
Battery got one.
Really? Oh, it was nice, and it had a QWERTY keyboard, it had a color screen, it had a little jog wheel, scroll and a button in one.
It actually released a long time ago, they alluded to it on an episode of Fresh Gear on Tech TV. They're like new danger.com handspring. It was originally called a hip top. Hip top. That was his original name. T-Mobile picked it up and renamed it the Sidekick. So it's danger.com, but it's the T-Mobile Sidekick. And it was black and white, and just a couple days ago, it was actually on Slashdot that released the color version. And only releasing in a few markets, so you got to be very careful. Like in Chicago, you can't get it, but where my friend lives, just outside of Chicago, he can get it.
Now that's weird. I would think Chicago would get anything.
Very
basically,
weird.
Basically, the NFL cities would get all the new technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Rax, this was at the Phoenix meeting, the AZ meeting, and he had it, of course, with T-Mobile, and the picture was phenomenal. You know, we were checking out, I don't know, Playboy.com or something. You know, the pictures were awesome, awesome. Checking out OldSchoolFreak.com. He was sending email. Very, very cool device. But to continue with the freak news, this is from an anonymous listener. They sent an email to me with an ingenious way. Let me just read it. It's very cool. I mean, this is like a Kuroishi, you know, this is like ghetto-ass beige box kind of stuff. This is being observant, man. This is using your hacker ingenuity for freaking. Hey, just a heads up. I don't know if all of the AT&T stores are doing this, but the one I visited this weekend had all of the trade-in phones in a little trash can on a shelf. Huh? What? Kind of bragging about the fact they would take anything and give you a $50 trade-in. Aha, makes sense. While they were, check this out, while they were very busy, I started scrounging through the lot of phones, looking amused at the old bricks, Nokias, and Nextels, when my eyes did appear but a prepaid voice stream, aka T-Mobile. Well, it turns out this person traded in their T-Mobile prepaid for a real AT&T phone and left the active prepaid SIM inside the phone. I palmed it and made like I needed to get something from the car. Score! It only had 5 minutes left, but talk about anonymous prepaid and free. Shit, what a way to dumpster dive. Inside the store. Hell yeah.
That's fun.
Isn't that awesome?
I went actually to a garage sale. They're fairly abundant. I mean, anywhere you get garage sales.
Yeah.
They seem to be a lot more around here.
Why's that?
I don't know.
Because people like buying other people's garbage?
People just kind of get rid of stuff. But I've always gone to them and were like really disappointed. This time I was not.
How?
My way Why? Back from traffic school with the very fine ladies. We stopped off at a nice little garage sale. Picked up a couple cell phones.
Sweet.
At the Motorola Brick for $2.
Nice.
It's a normal with a damn good battery, a wall charger, and a car charger.
Very nice.
And everything. And the fun doesn't stop there. $5 for a StarTAC, digital StarTAC, with car charger. So $9, I got two cell phones, or seven.
Very nice. Now, those StarTACs are the worst phones ever created, personally.
Yes.
I think they're crappy, but that's a good deal. Now, can you still get activation, let's say, like on that Brick phone?
Let me think. Bricks, no. StarTACs, I know people that own StarTACs.
I bet you could.
We tried to activate it.
Uh-huh.
And the singular store happened to not be able to because the ESN came up as analog only, but the phone said digital. We don't know why.
That's weird. If anybody can tell us why, let us know.
It's funny because I was looking at their monitor, and as he was updating it, he would type in the name of the personal information.
Right.
And then I was trying to find score the website. It was actually a domain. It was a subdomain, a singular. So something.singular.com.
Right.
And then I believe his username and password for that were stuck right on his monitor.
Nice. So he would fail the Department of Homeland Security PBX password protection policy. Pardon the alliteration. Yeah, Bland. Did I hear you say that StarTACs are crappy phones?
They are the biggest hunks of shite in the universe.
I totally agree, man.
They're okay. They just flip up, you know.
They're stupid.
Much. Oh.
They are stupid. They're horrible.
You can't. Hey, don't diss the bricks.
No, the bricks are cool. So he ends, you guys might want to take a look and see if AT&T pulls the same thing in your neck of the woods. I've got a really big, cool AT&T store by my house. And, of course, everybody goes in there and makes free local calls using their phones, right? I do. You can also harvest phone numbers, whatever you want to do. And you brought up a very good point. And, you know, we've said this a lot here on Radio Freak America. Be observant, right? Check stuff out. If you got to crane your neck a little bit to check out their monitor, do it. What can they do? You know, put you in freaking retail store jail? No, they can't do anything.
Oh, you know, and then before we left the store, actually the main problem was my cell phone's antenna was completely shot.
Yeah.
So I tried to activate the StarTAC with no avail. So as we were leaving, he slaps a new battery. He puts a new antenna on the cell phone, slaps a new battery on it. So I go test it out and call the house. Everything's fine. I'm like, ever gone into test mode? Just want to piss him off. But you know, if anyone doesn't know, I'll just give this right out right now. On most Nokias, if you type in *3001#, 12345#, you get into a kind of a reprogramming mode. That's pretty fun. There's one thing in there, it's called field test, and basically instead of seeing the normal singular or whatever it says on the front of your phone, it'll put a bunch of numbers up. What I like to know is like this, the dB strength. I just whip that out right there. That's a really stupid attendant. It says, "Oh, you're really smart. You should work at a cell phone store."
Oh, dude.
If all I need to know is that, anyone could work at a cell phone store.
Yeah, I think so. You know, actually...
Like just, the guy was just looking at me like... I think he was like shaking his head on the inside like, damn it.
Damn freaks.
Damn freaks.
I hate those phone freaks. You know, come on now. Half the people, you know, who are in the wireless industry don't even work at stores. They work at, like, kiosks or carts, you know? What are they? They're like, they're just like things they set up, you know, in the middle of, like, a street or something. It's like a hot dog stand with phones, right? Straight up, man. It's weird.
Nokia, get your singular.
Fresh shot, Nokia. Okay, whatever. Freak news isn't over, baby. We got some... I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is... just to give... Oh, somebody's banging on my window. Hold on.
Bad boys. Bad
boys. Oh, it's... Yeah. Oh, hey. What up? Somebody I know, thankfully. It's not the feds letting me know that they're here. Okay. Talk a little or talk a lot. We have a plan for you. Yes, Quest, I'm going to give you some specifics about Quest Long Distance. If you haven't checked it out, you can go to quest.com/QuestLD. Talk a little. Check this out. This is the Quest 7-cent plan. The Quest 7-cent preferred plan is perfect for people who make only a handful of long-distance calls a month. This is pretty similar to... Let me see. Hold on a second. Well, not quite. AT&T has a 7-cent plan where you pay like $3.95 a month and then 7 cents a minute all the time. This is a little different. This is 7 cents a minute on long-distance calls from home to anywhere in the U.S., available to Quest home phone package customers. No monthly plan fee, no minimum usage requirement, so no monthly plan fee. Call any time of day, any day of week, no calling time restrictions. For non-package customers, it's just 10 cents a minute on long-distance calls from home areas. So that's actually a good deal. So if you're a Quest customer, you can get the 7 cents without the monthly fee. So that saves you almost $4 right there. Not too bad. Talk a lot? Question mark? With the Quest Preferred Unlimited plan, Preferred Unlimited Gold Super Duper plan... You talk as long as you like. Quest Preferred Unlimited Plan. Unlimited domestic long-distance calls from home for $20 a month for the first year. Now, if you recall, that guy I talked to, that salesman, right, the customer service rep, you know, Billy9508, said forever, but no, it's just the first year. Available to Quest home phone package customers. Call anyone, anywhere in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. Call any time of day, any day of week, no calling time restrictions. Check this out. For non-package customers, unlimited long distance for $30 a month for the first year. So, yeah, actually, that's pretty much what we covered in the past. I think it's a good deal. I just got on this, I'll say the beginning of the month. So, just started. So, as soon as I get my first bill, Radio Freak America, that's right, will be the place where you're going to get the info on Quest Long Distance. And I will tell you, I'll give you, just generally how much I save. And I'll tell you if I'm pleased. I'm using it right now, and so... Wait a minute! Guys!
Just got you in the ass, didn't it?
Yeah, all these crazy freaking sounds from last show and this show, these last two shows have been just since I've switched to Quest Long Distance. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, Quest doesn't look good for you now. Bet you wish the feds were tapping my line, don't you? Okay, and finally, to end the freak news, this is going to blow your mind. Everybody sit down, please. Please.
Sitting.
Have a seat. Put down your Jolt Cola, because I'm serious. If you, like, took a drink of Jolt and then dropped some Pop Rocks and heard this news, you would, like, die.
Drop some Pop Rocks? Okay.
You would freaking, your head would explode. You would die.
Under the tongue, guys.
That's right.
You get higher that way.
Yeah, it's true, by the way. It's totally true. Okay, important information for, quote, your state customers. Check this out, man. I'm not going to read the rights and responsibilities as a Quest customer. I am going to read New Mexico's... I'll just go straight to this. Customer protection for the seriously or chronically ill. Basic local exchange service will not be discontinued to any residents where a seriously, chronically ill person resides if the person responsible for the telephone service charges does not have the financial resources to pay the charges, and if a licensed physician, physician's assistant, osteopathic physician's assistant, or a certified nurse practitioner certifies that discontinuance of service might endanger that person's health or life, and the certificate is delivered to Quest at least 2 days prior to the due date of a bill for telephone service. Damn, mix in some punctuation. That was a long-ass sentence.
So basically what they're saying is, insane people don't pay their bills.
Well, I don't know. Insane people. Possibly. They don't say psychologists.
Dead. Terminally dead people do not have to pay their...
That's right. If you have been seriously killed...
If they really, really need it.
Yeah, so basically...
If it's a dying phone freak.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get to my phone. No, I'm serious. This is nice. I mean, this is cool. And I wonder, is this Quest doing, right? Do they do it themselves? Or is this some federally mandated law? You know, is this a federal mandate that they have to do this? I don't know, but this is something nice that Quest does. So you get a doctor's note, right? And you're about to croak. You can get phone service for information about the required emergency medical certificate. Ooh! I'm gonna do this. Maybe we can do this today. Oh, they're closed. Customers should call Quest at 800-244-1111. Everybody should know that by heart. That was, believe it or not. I know. You hate to see it go. You hate to see the end of the Freak News, as do I. For the Freak News should go on forever, like the telephone system itself. Let's see. I'm going to read this anyways. Failure to pay. Basic service will not be discontinued for failure to pay charges for long distance or discretionary service. So, Quest is actually kind of nice. Unbelievable.
Hey, Duel?
Yeah.
I got some hacker shit here.
Bust it. Whoa. Is this going to be the hacker news?
Yeah,
do it.
Okay, leo.gov. If anyone's looking for a proxy server, internet.leo.gov. That's at 4.21.116.10. The person you're going to want to contact about that, her name is Sherry Bowlesby. Colt.leo.gov is their primary DNS server. 206.156.2.210 is their firewall. 10.254.3.222 is their secondary DNS server. It's moderated or whatever by glock.leo.com. You want to talk to Alice Days, that's adays@leo.gov. In the Phoenix Answer Coordinator, FBI 201 East Indianola, Suite 400, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Her voice number is 602-650-3096. Fax number 602-650-3204. Email again is adays@leo.gov. Mike Reddy, mreddy@leo.gov. P.O. Box 6023, Aurora, Illinois. Telephone number 630-955-0331. David Wagner, Joseph Schneider, and Joseph Stiles. All dwagner@leo, jschneider@leo, and jstiles@leo. Domain name, leo.gov, active federal, technical contact, Don Bowers, 703-827-2057. Believe it or not, his email address is dbowers@aol.com.
No way! Yeah, you go, Fed.
Administrative contact, Gary Gardner, 202-324-8833. He was nice enough to give himself a leo.gov forward to his AOL account. It's a ggardner@leo.gov.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Special Agent J-Tab, J-Tab with two Bs at leo.gov. His phone number is 972-559-5000. Weapons of Mass Destruction Working Group out of Dallas, Special Agent Don Borelli, dborelli@leo.gov. The Chicago InfraGuard Coordinator is Special Agent Kelly Brennan at kbrennan@leo.gov. Special Agent Gary Harder, ACES International, his email is gharder@leo.gov. Mike Gilchrist of the FBI. He's the technology standards coordinator, mgilchrist@leo.gov. Firearm recalls, that's handled by Denise Denio at ddenio@leo.gov. And again, Sherry Bowsley. And one last one, Gary Harder, special agent, FBI Washington, 703-762-3024. His email address is gharder@leo.gov. He's famous for the infamous Wiley hacker PDF file that's going out.
No way.
That's recently declassified. What to do if you're a victim of a hacker attack. Also has the governmental steps to catching the hacker. It's I believe it's Operation Logs.
Logs?
Yeah.
Logs.
Like service log.
Like Lincoln Logs.
Exactly like Lincoln Logs.
Dude, this is like, you know what this is, everybody? This is like reverse total information awareness. You know what? Straight up. This is freaking, they want to know about you. Well, guess what? Everybody else is going to know about them.
Hey, you know what? No one broke any laws. I went to Google. I didn't go to anything that wasn't linked directly to Google. So obviously they wanted it on there.
That's right. This is public information, everybody. Public information.
Now, if you wanted to research those NPAs and take those telephone numbers and go get home phone numbers, I mean, you know, you can do that too.
Right.
I just didn't have time.
Yeah, and probably, you know, probably don't have the desire either, you know?
No, I don't really care about, you know, J-Tab's home telephone number. He's not on my Christmas card list, so fuck him.
Yeah. Well, the Radio Free America people that I've really been ripping ass the past 2 days, I hope it doesn't carry through the phone.
Of what now?
Ripping ass as in farting.
Oh. What, dude? This is, you know, this is probably one of the classiest shows we've ever had.
I mean, it's gotten bad. It's like, normally it's like a couple, it's okay, it's manageable. It's gotten bad.
Bad, yeah, you know, maybe like some, you know, a defecation joke here and there, maybe, you know, some, you know, something like that. But no, this show is a show to top all shows. We've, you know what? Ooh, I hate to do this. I don't want to drop anybody.
I can three way over.
You want to three-way some calls?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, well, one of these is long distance. You mind?
Oh, yeah, as long as it's pretty quick.
Yeah, seconds. I want to actually call. If anybody listened, there's actually a good episode of Off the Wall, one I enjoyed, and they gave called up directory assistance, he being Emmanuel, and got the number. Son of a gun, where is it? Gosh darn it, here it is. Emmanuel got the number through directory assistance of the WUSB radio listen line, and I want to call it up, you know, even for a few seconds just to check it out. So you ready?
Yep, go for it. What is it?
The number, did you get the show notes? It's in the show notes.
I never got them. What's the number?
Oh, the number is 631-689-1662.
All right, let me three-way 1 second.
All right, cool. Well, this is nice, somebody else three-waying, plus no possibility of my phone taking a crap. God, it's just like, ugh. It's a good phone, though. It's a Panasonic. It was an open item at Best Buy. Got it dirt cheap.
I'm here.
Okay.
Big shout. Happy birthday shout to Jackie. I see you.
Word.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Mute. It's your birthday. Have a party. That was a WUSB listen line. I like that a lot. I would actually call that. Okay, next. I saw a commercial. Did I see a commercial for this? Yeah, I think I did. I think I actually saw a commercial for this number. And I've been to their website, and it's, as Bland so aptly put it, a bait and switch. The number is 800-WAKE-UPS, and it's supposedly free wake-up calls. And I guess there's also a number 900 wake up, so I'm assuming you'll get one quote free call, like maybe to your own number if they log in. I tell you what, let's try it. We'll try it two ways. And somebody wrote in, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who. Just dropped my handset. Somebody wrote in, they want us to actually optivert, they want to see how. So I'll tell you what, let's call 800 wake ups once, Mute, and then we'll do it again with the optivert. No, I'll tell you what, let's optivert the first time and see what happens. So, and we'll talk you through it.
Okay, so which number should I call, Duel?
Just call the 800 wake-ups, and go ahead and flash, and when you flash, I'll tell them how what you're doing to Optivert, okay?
Well, what should I call? I've called the Optivert, though.
Oh, 1010-288.
Okay.
Zero. Or 00 if AT&T is your carrier. Okay. So what he's doing now, he's going to Optivert. And a simple way to do that is through AT&T, if you want to Optivert to a toll-free number, and you can dial 1010-2880, it'll answer 1-800 and the number. And what'll happen is, if you have ANI fail, no ANI will be passed, and you'll be pretty much anonymous. Actually, what'll be passed is the pretty much just the area code of the, here we go, the regional switch. Regional center, I should say. Okay, mute.
Yep, didn't allow it for the 800.
What?
Didn't do it for the 800. Did you hear the error?
No, we didn't hear it.
It said you would. It said you don't need a carrier access code to dial this number.
Oh, wow.
And then my switch is smart, or they changed something.
So you can't use a carrier access code to get to that toll-free number. I wonder if they're like forcing you to pass your ANI.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like it. Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and try it. If it starts to read your number, hang up.
All right, 1 second.
Okay, so that's very interesting. You can't, for now, you can't Optivert to 800 wake-ups.
I got a busy error.
You got a reorder?
Yeah, no, I got a busy.
You got a busy?
Yeah.
Huh, I guess 800 wake-ups is very popular. Okay, we'll have to try that in a show in the future. 800 wake-ups, huh? I don't remember what the site is. Just type in 800-wake-ups, and you'll get their site from Google, and check that out. See what that's like. If anybody uses it, let us know. Next, I want to... are you sure you want to do these? I actually want to call those federal 800 numbers. You up for that?
Sure, go.
Okay.
What is it first?
The first one is the IAIP, which is, if anybody sees anything suspicious, they call the Infrastructure Assurance Information Protection, whatever. I don't know what that means. Something like that. And that number is 888-858-9058. And go ahead and Optivert. And actually, right when you dial 1010-2880, flashback over so we can hear the AT&T and everybody can see how it's done.
Right, so should I just what?
Flash. Dial 1010-2880, then flash back so we'll hear the AT&T.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay, here we go. You know, actually, when I... most often when you Optivert to an ANI number, what I find... Huh, we didn't hear anything, unfortunately. Dialing the IAIP.
Should be.
And you did Optivert.
1 second.
Uh-oh, freak troubles. So most of the time, here's what happens. Most of the time when you Optivert to an ANI number, it reads back, meaning it reads back your ANI, you'll just get the area code, the NPA, of the regional center that you Optiverted through. That's usually what happens. Occasionally, you'll get numbers. Like if you Optivert through a local op, it'll read back like the NPA and all fives. Sometimes when you go through an IXC, a long-distance carrier, you'll get an NPA and then, you know, 7-2s or 7-0s. But most of the time, you will get just an area code. And that'll tell you where your call's going through.
That was weird. The 800 number didn't work.
You're kidding me.
Out of service.
It's out of service?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder how old that bulletin was. I don't think it was that old. I mean, here it is.
Try again, 1 second.
Yeah, try it. June 3rd. It's brand new. That should be a good number. That's very odd. So yeah, Optiverting's not difficult at all. Give it a shot. There's lots and lots of art. Go to oldschoolfreak.com and text files. You'll find probably 3 or 4 articles that tell you how to Optivert. In different ways, too. There's lots of ways to Optivert. You can also use a calling card with Optiverting. You can do many other things to hide your telephone number. Not that you would want to hide your telephone number, of course.
It didn't work.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
That sucks. All right, try this one. This number is actually for feds, okay? This is for federal employees and or agencies to call if they see anything suspicious. That number is 888-282-0870. Again, the federal suspicious number.
All right, don't talk this time so you don't vox me out.
Well, all right.
Shh. Hush. All right, 1 second.
Yeah, well, silence is bad for radio.
Department of Homeland Security, Professor Watch, may I help you?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. What number did I reach?
Department of Homeland Security.
Department of Homeland Security? Okay, I think I've heard of that. Is this a number that people call if they have something suspicious to...
report?
Yeah. Is that the same as tips or not? Because actually I was trying to reach tips.
Have your name, please? Are you doing this anonymously?
Yeah, well, no, I just wanted information right now. I just wanted to know how would I go about such a thing.
Okay, what are you trying to report, sir?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I just want to get information about it. If I reach the wrong number, please, forgive me.
I can't make that determination if you have reached the wrong number.
Oh, okay. I just want to know if I saw something suspicious, do I call the FBI, do I call DHS, do I call... you know, my local police?
This is DHS. Oh. And as far as the incident that you're reporting, what is the incident?
Well, I don't think there's an incident right now, to be honest with you. I just want to be prepared, just in case there is. So that's all. And again, I'm sorry to bother you, sir, and I'll do a little more research myself before I bother anybody. Oh, thank you, sir.
Not bothering anyone, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Damn!
Shit!
Real person.
Damn, he wanted to know something. You did Optivert, right?
No.
What?
Just went straight to.
You're shitting me, mute.
What's gonna happen?
mute.
You're looking for information. That's it.
I know. You're right. But still, for your sake, jeez. Why didn't... Okay.
I couldn't do Optivert. It said you can't dial numbers like that.
That is your line, then. There is, like, an access carrier code blockage on your line. It's got to be.
I don't know.
Who's your carrier? Do you mind saying?
AT&T.
Then just dial... Oh, okay. All you have to dial is 00, then.
Oh, I'll see. I'll research.
Holy moly. Okay, well, I didn't... Dude, I had no idea. Okay, man. Yeah, I'm sure nothing will happen. That'd be cool.
And he had a definite Fed air to him.
Oh, big time.
I was like, man, I'm going to fucking bounce.
What incident do you have to report, sir? Wow, they really, man, they wanted to know. I just wanted a freaking, what if you did just want information? It's like they're grilling a freaking, it's like an interrogation to get that, quote, incident out of you. Unbelievable.
He was trying to hold you on the line, dude. No shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right. Okay. One more thing I want to call. Man, mute. I'll give you a calling card next time, okay?
It's going to happen. Seriously. Calling numbers.
You're right. You're totally right. I mean, you could freaking scale and find that number. You're right. You're so right.
Toll free number.
I would hate ever anything ever happen to you, okay?
Oh, there's worse things that could happen to me, and I don't think it's happened yet.
That's very true. Very true. Okay, the next thing, check this out. This is very cool. I got this card. It's actually a nice little shiny, almost laminated type card. I got it what would I call it? Some kind of, you know, like a social gathering, I guess. And it is, that's the Spanish side. Here, the English side, free, enhanced directory assistance. Never pay to get a phone number again. The number is, don't call it yet, 877-411-2411. And again, enhanced directory assistance, free enhanced directory assistance. Now, right now, it is only in Spanish. You call 877-411-2411 and you only get Spanish directory assistance, which is cool if you can speak Spanish. I can get around. But check this is just, it's hilarious. On July 4th, that's right, baby, you get that English enhanced directory assistance. That's right. So July 4th, I cannot wait to call it. Hopefully an RFA falls on July 4th. That'll be cool. So let's call that. You definitely don't have to opt out for this.
You know what July 4th is, though?
What day it is? No, I don't.
2600 meeting.
You're shitting me.
Oh.
Oh, that is freaking cool. That is very cool. Oh, someone's calling me.
Blown up, man.
Whoa, weird. Never seen this number before.
Hello.
Hey, what was that number in Phoenix, the FBI number? I got a 602. You got it handy?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. Okay. We'll see what happens. See if the feds are calling me. I don't think so, by the way. So, again, enhanced directory assistance. July 4th is going to be the 2600. That's cool. So try that number, Mute. 877-411-2411.
Okay, that's easy to remember. One second. So, 800.
No, 877.
877-411-2411.
Yeah, 411-2411.
Give me 1 second.
All right. I'm not talking so as not to box him out. Come on, Mute. The feds left a message on my phone. Dude, he doesn't... Mute. He needs to flash back, like, instantly.
I am.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry?
How can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to get the number for Domino's Pizza on 35th and Camelback, please.
Domino's Pizza on 36th and Camelback. One moment, please.
Thank you.
On 36th and Camelback.
Yeah, 35th Avenue and Camelback.
36th Avenue. Okay, one moment, please.
Sure.
It has a very long list.
Oh, I bet.
Okay.
They should have one number, you know it?
Yeah, they should, but they don't. Yeah, you're right. Okay. 36th and Camelback. You said 36th Avenue, right?
Yeah, 35 Avenue and Camelback should be the... Oh, no, wait, it's 35th and Bethany, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. 36th Avenue and Bethany Hall.
Yeah. I believe that's actually the south east corner.
That's bad with me.
Should be like 6000 North 35th Avenue or something like that.
Okay. I have a 10,000 35th Avenue. Okay, 83rd Avenue, West Thomas, West McDowell. Okay, 7,000 North 35th Avenue.
That's it.
That's the one, eh?
Yep.
Okay, you need a number?
Yes, please.
Yes, that would be 602-841.
3030. 3030.
You got it.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Have a nice evening. Right?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
That was very cool. Spanish only my butt. That guy was helpful. You want to talk about a helpful freaking directory assistance operator.
That's just Phoenix.
That is just Phoenix. How do we know, though? I don't know if that's national or what. And is it just me, or did it seem like the dude was getting it out of a phone book?
Sounds like he was whipping out a phone book to me.
Yes, dude. It sounds like they got some people. And how is it free? Okay, now, and here's the thing. On the bottom of this little card, it says, find out how you can have your business referred to over 4 million potential callers. Call 888-204-0006. So... therein lies the catch. They're making money somehow that way. I don't know if they have their own little directory or what, but do you want to call that number?
What is it?
It's 888.
Sorry, 888. Wait, 888.
204.
0006. Alright, one momento.
Alright, $10 says it's a recorded message.
Alright, shh.
Flash over quick. Tell me to shh. Bad radio. He's a slow dialer, you know it? He rides a short bus.
Hi, thanks for calling HMR Corporation. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're closed from 12 to 1 for lunch. If you're calling during regular business hours, that means all of our lines are busy right now. So please make sure you leave your name, your number, and a short message of why you're calling. And we'll get back to you right away. Thanks, and have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, my name is Mike Krzyzewski, and I'm interested in getting my business, known to over 4 million potential customers. How could I do that? I'm really interested. Please, give me a call. My number is 602-893-4497. And by the way, I checked out your Enhanced Directory service, and I like it. I'm actually bilingual, I hablo español, and I really like it a lot. So thank you. Okay. So, yeah, who knows what that's about, man.
You call me a slow dialer?
you heard that.
What yeah. Are you? Losers.
I just laughed. He said it's shit.
Yeah, dude. But yeah. You, man, it's all that silence. You got to dial quick and then flash right over. Flash.
Did you hear the dial tone?
No.
Didn't you hear the ringing?
No. No, maybe, well, I think I heard one ring.
Oh, come. Please.
I've yet to hear the AT&T. Dial 00, dude. See if you can get the AT&T out. Or AT&T.
It costs money.
It does not cost money.
Now, one sec. No, then they're going to say we cannot dial 800 numbers.
You're not going to get a live operator.
No, then they say, no, we cannot dial 800 numbers from this location.
How? You just dialed? No, you don't get a live op. Just flash over, dial 00 and flashback. Trust me.
Un momento, please. Por favor.
U.S. Hablo Espanola.
Espanol. You like that?
Like that.
Here we are.
AT&T.
Thank you.
Place a call. Please dial the area code and number you are calling. Thank you for using AT&T.
Random number.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 3128L.
Ooh, I've never heard that before. 3128L. That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's how you optivert. That's what you'll get when you dial, even from a payphone, 1010-2880. You'll get that.
Let's do a test.
Okay.
Test ready. Hold, please.
All right.
But don't hit anything.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the area code and number you are calling. Thank you for using AT&T.
Operator, can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
One second, no.
Why'd you hang up?
That was the wrong one. I was trying to get the MCI the back. That was 111. 1111. One second. There.
Yeah.
AT&T. To place. Thank you for using AT&T.
I think we called Canada.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 3128L.
I think they got a block on 800 numbers.
Okay, try that. Try 800 wake ups again. Oh no, that's the one that wouldn't let you optivert, right?
Let me try it. One second. There.
Yeah.
Number that. Dial it.
AT&T. To place a...
Thank you for using AT&T. Thanks for calling 1-800-WAKE-UPS.
You're welcome.
24-hour wake-up and instant messaging service.
Y'all want me to get this
for
one?
For just 99 cents per call. Our computer will call any phone number of your choice, whether to wake you up on time or to send a special private message to someone you know. This service is brought to you by Wake Me Up Incorporated. You must be over 18. Enter your credit card now, followed by the pound.
And let's not.
Assholes. Damn, I was hoping for real 800 wake-up calls. That'd be nice.
I was going to send Duel a private special message.
Oh, yeah. Send it to me, baby.
People can break up over the phone or something.
I'm fucking your sister, Click.
Send me a note in gym class. Okay, that is RFA 67. What a great show. By the way, as you may have noticed, Stank is not here.
Oh, just before we leave?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Guess what book that is.
It's a what?
Guess what book that was that I just hit with the phone.
Oh, that's... Oh, easily. From the sound, that's... I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
What is that? Art of Deception.
No.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me... Jugs. The latest issue of Jugs.
No. Boot. No. It's got one of the best hacker books that just was recently published.
Oh. Is it...
Chilling Effect of the DMCA?
Oh, the Xbox hacker book.
Yes, and...
Sweet, you got it.
Yes, and...
Nice.
A very well put together book.
Really?
Yes. And coming to media near you, I will be able to give a book report of this.
Very nice. Oh, really? What kind of... Well, we won't talk about that right now. Oh, you know what? I want to end with some... Hold on. Okay, this is... Hold on, I got to get something here. Okay, speaking of, and this is what, you actually reminded me of this, because there's actually, this is, I hold in my hand the latest Lynx Journal, and Mute, talking about the Xbox hacking book, reminded me of an article in here about hacking the Xbox, but there's something else in here that I want to read, and I think it'll be a good way to end the show, and everybody will have to tell me whether it is or not. I think it will be. We've talked many times on this show about what a hacker is, right? What is a hacker? And I've got what I think is a great definition out of the latest Linux Journal, July 03. And yeah, maybe a little dramatic, but it should be. It is supposed to be. What is a hacker, right? We've talked about it. I think I'm going to tell you right now. In memoriam, Mike Jackson, Linux Shadow Password How-To author, passed away on Friday, March 28, at the age of 38. In addition to maintaining the LSPH all these years, Mike was also a Navy sonar instructor, reserve police officer, president and founding member of TSCNet, treasurer and founding member of the Kitsap Peninsula Linux User Group, and contributor to projects such as the PHP SNMP module and the Sharp Camera package for OpenZorris. The last update of the Linux Shadow Password How-To was in 1998. This isn't because Mike lost interest, but because the How-To convinced everyone to start including the Shadow Password support in their distribution by default. When Mike took on a new project, he dove in head first. When he found bugs, he'd fix them and contribute the patches back to the project. When he found a lack of some feature, he would add it himself. He set an example for what a true hacker ought to be, demanding excellence and openness from software and improving it where there were flaws. Mike's passing has deeply affected all of his family and friends. We will miss him greatly. I'm going to end RFA right there. Thanks, Bland. Thank you, Mute. Thank you, everybody.